Wednesday, August the 4th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, Cuomo faces calls to resign and Afghan cities under siege. First, the world in brief. President Joe Biden joined other Democrats in calling on Andrew Cuomo, the Democratic governor of New York, to resign. The state's attorney general released a damning report yesterday after an investigation prompted by accusations of sexual harassment. It found that Mr. Cuomo had groped and made suggestive comments to 11 women. State legislators may force him from office if he refuses to resign. An oil tanker hijacked in the Gulf of Oman is sailing towards Iranian waters, according to Lloyd's of London. The Asphalt Princess was boarded about 100 kilometres east of the Musandam Peninsula. Iranian state television dismissed the accusation as a pretext for, quote, hostile action. America, Britain and Israel had accused Iran of being behind a drone attack on another tanker last week. An explosion announced a coordinated attack in Kabul, apparently aimed at the home of Afghanistan's defence minister, which ended in a firefight in the capital's most secure quarter. In the provinces, the country's armed forces are facing much worse. Anticipating an onslaught by the Taliban in Lashkar Gah, the capital of Helmand, the commanding general urged civilians to flee. Sanofi, a French medical giant, ploughed $3.2 billion into the technology underpinning the mRNA vaccines that were designed to beat COVID-19. In buying Translate Bio, an American firm that specialises in the stuff, Sanofi is betting on a hearty future for drugs made by manipulating messenger ribonucleic acid. COVID is only the first of many diseases in the specialist's sights. America's top securities regulator asked Congress for more power to protect investors in cryptocurrency markets, which he likened to the, quote, Wild West. Gary Gensler, chair of the Securities and Exchange Commission, called the asset class, quote, rife with fraud, scams and abuse. He noted that crypto is used more by money launderers and cyber thieves than as a proper medium of exchange. America's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced it will halt evictions in parts of the country hit hard by the Delta variant of COVID-19. The protections are expected to cover 90% of the population for up to 2 months. A previous moratorium, enacted by the CDC last September, expired at the end of July. Many states already have their own measures in place. A Belarusian Olympian who refused to board a flight home from Japan instead flew to Austria. She had been expected to go to Poland. Her husband left Belarus for Ukraine. In a video, Kristina Szymanowska said she had been threatened for criticising her coaches and never meant to make a political statement. She also said she hoped eventually to return to Belarus. And fact of the day. 1. The percentage of newly hired bureaucrats in Argentina who must be transgender.